There was chaos and bloodshed in the streets of Iran's capital as protesters defied Friday's orders from Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and marched into clashes with waiting security forces. The battles along one of Tehran's main avenues were captured by amateur video. They marked another blow to Iran's clerical leadership, which has sought to intimidate protesters with harsh warnings and demonstrations of force. Full details of the street battles could not be obtained because of government restrictions on the media, but an estimated 3,000 people marched, some chanting death to dictatorship. Witnesses say police fought back by firing tear gas and water cannons. They also chased down protesters and beat them with batons. In Washington, President Barack Obama made his strongest comments since the demonstrations began, urging Iran's government to halt all violence and unjust actions against its own people. He also said the United States stands by all who seek to exercise the universal rights to assembly and free speech. In a separate incident in Tehran, state-run television reports a suicide bombing at the shrine of Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Khomeini killed at least two people and wounded eight. The report could not be independently evaluated due to government restrictions on journalists. Carlotta Bradley, The Associated Press.